City, body, so many people, so many characters.
Special pies, the city, like, special pies.
You just get there and there's these people that just, there's some of them, like, you know the street you can, like, walk on? Like, it's, like, really wide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some people there just walking up and down, they're holding their bags and shit. And I'm like, fucking, what did you say?
what did you say, mate?
They shout it as well. And, like, you always see, like, there's always a cop car at the start of, at the side of the street. Always.
There's a good mix in the city, because you'll get the crackheads and you'll get their, like, the lawyers and shit in their suits and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's a good range of people in the city.
City is a good place to experience culture.
Yeah, honestly. It's a cultural hotspot, really.
Cultural hotspot. What do you reckon is the most diverse location for, like, from range of crackheads to, like, the smart people?
That's a tough question.
Mm, very tough.
Probably Transperth.
Oh, the station?
Transperth. Oh, yeah, honestly.
Or just like a general location.
Elizabeth Quay bus station.
Mm, yeah.
You get fucking everyone at Elizabeth Quay bus station. Because crackheads will be there, families will be there, lawyers from work will be there and shit. It's fucking...
Yeah.
The whole combination, people at Elizabeth Quay 100%. Fucking bus station.
100%.
Or at the train station, either or. They're like running.
Train station is a good spot as well.
Yeah.
Just anywhere where you can hop on something to go places.
That is true.
Because, you know, it's not like they have a job or anything, the crackheads.
They can do whatever.
They can do. They can travel all day, every day.
Yeah.
They're going.
They're off.
Okay. Well.
Fuck, all right.
I hope they don't mess up the audio.
They fucking probably are.
Probably just hear bang, bang, bang. You know.
You know what? That's all right.
Should be right.
Added context.
No one's going to understand that one. Absolutely no one.
No, I bet you they're not even making a sound. We both seem like...
Yeah, we both seem right like some... Okay, we're probably the crackheads, honestly. Oh, I hear sounds, man. the monsters are coming for me. But no. What's another topic, you reckon? How can we keep it to the city? What's in the city?
What is in the city? Honestly, if you were to hang out with someone for, like, on a weekend, where are you doing it in Perth?
I reckon, because Perth, you know, it's not one of those cities where people go...
There's, like, two places you can go in all of fucking WA to do something with a mate, and that's the fucking city, or you go to a shopping centre.
Yeah.
Like, you literally can't do anything else.
You meet at the Cactus.
Get fucking
over. Which is not there, apparently, anymore.
Is it not?
Apparently.
I haven't been there in a hot minute. So.
No, neither. But apparently it got taken away.
Fuck.
Actually, you know the guy that ate the cactus there? Jeff Abel?
No, I don't.
Some bloke literally ate a cactus there.
There you go.
Hmm.
As you do.
Yep. He's also eaten a jellyfish from the Swan River.
How is he alive? That's my question. Because that shit's fucked.
Ate many, many raw eggs down the hatch. Like, in a big glass.
Yeah. To be fair, Australian eggs, they're pretty good. You're not gonna get diseases. They're good, or shit,
but you know, like, I wouldn't down 30 of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it that bad, but
no. He's also downed like 30 beers as well.
You know what? I respect that. Hmm. That's like a whole case. That's the Aussie way. I respect that.
But like, it was in the space of like 30 minutes though.
That's a lot of liquid to be drinking. That's in 30
minutes. Even like water.
Yeah, water alone would be difficult.
Mm.
I bet you he was fucked after that.
Yeah.
Blood alcohol level.
Off the fucking chart.
Imagine he gets pulled over by
getting pulled over from RBT. Yeah. Like, chuck that.
Do you know
why
I pulled you over today?
No.
Actually, RBT, that's a bloody brilliant show, is it?
I mean, Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol. Fuck, that shit's there funny.
Are good characters in that show.
Fuck. That, you know what? Diversity, that show right there. You get some fucked cunts on that shit.
Forget the city. Highway Patrol.
Fucking Highway Patrol.
That's what you want to experience Australian culture. Just
so get many pulled idiots. Over by the police. So many idiots. So many doing idiots dumb shit.
Yeah.
And think they will get away with it.
One of the most memorable ones from Highway Patrol was, so this guy, he's like, starts getting lit up, right? But the cops find him. They're like, right, let's pull him over. And he pulls into a driveway. He's like, mate, do you live here? And he's like, yep. He's like, can you go unlock the door? I'm in. What do you mean? He's like, alright, so to your house, yeah? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, alright, well, it's your property, go inside. He's like, can you prove that to us? And he's like, nah, I don't think I will. So, yeah.
There was one he was like in a crash. He's like on like the curb or whatever, and like the cop goes to the window. It's like, what's happening, mate? Oh, I'm just waiting for a mate.
Yeah, like, waiting for a mate. That's a classic.
You do realize half your car's like completely fucked. It's all right. I'm waiting for a mate. I'm like, bro, he's a fuck. He's out of it.
Yep.
That's quality. I like that one.
Mm.
Fuck, that's a good show.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's nothing on TV.
Nothing on
watch on like they're Netflix all on YouTube though.
Oh, that is true.
So one thing I've been doing a lot, watching like TV shows on YouTube, especially Gordon Ramsay's ones.
Oh, facts.
Always
facts.
A classic. Like if you don't know what you want to watch, Ramsay's a good bet.
Ramsay, 100%.
Like Kitchen Nightmares.
He talks a lot of shit.
He does.
Honestly, he does. I respect it.
Like if you're gonna
flip your shit at someone,
don't be Gordon Ramsay.
Exactly.
Like he does not back down from a fight.
He does not.
Like all those episodes where he would try to get up in his face and like, I'm not scared of you, man, what are you gonna do? It's like, alright, time to lay down the Ramsay one.
Yep. The combination of swear words that come out of his mouth, insults, is amazing.
And his just general demeanor, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, he's a scary bloke.
He is.
In the kitchen anyway. I'm sure he's a lovely bloke, but
Yeah.
What other shows? Do you watch any shows?
Honestly, it's been a minute since I watched like a good show.
Mm.
Obviously, you have the classics like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, Modern Family. That's a good one.
Big Bang. I used to be a big Bang fan back in the day.
When they chucked it on Netflix, I watched it through.
It's on Netflix now.
It is. Mm. It's been for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
How I Met Your Mother. That's a classic.
That's always a good one.
What else?
Except that show, it's good, but I feel like that is, you know, grabbed it and stretched it out over how many seasons?
They did. They stretched it out quite a bit, and
you probably could have fed it into a 20-minute.
They didn't end it the right way, I don't reckon.
No, I don't think so. It is how it is. It's history.
Such is life.
Yep, it's just a show. Just a show. There,
it is.
So,
Rick and Morty is also a classic. Can't go wrong with some Rick and Morty.
Fan base though, dreadful.
Yeah, they're whack.
Yeah, they're very strange. Some of them. Have you seen that one of the guy jumping on the McDonald's counter? He's like, I want my Szechuan sauce. Yep.
Funny shit.
There are some strange fan bases in the world.
They really are.
Some people who go the extra mile because they really like the show, whatever.
Yep.
Some whack people. Just, the world is full of whack people.
It really is.
Like, city. shows. Buses, trains. Do you reckon trains or buses are worse for whack people?
Ooh, for whack people? Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mm. Honestly, I don't ride the train much.
It's probably buses, I'd say. Like...
Because, you know, they don't have a set line they're going to. You know, they go, like, around the place.
If you're getting a train, you're going
You're going far. Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be a short distance.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
And they don't want to go far from their home.
Exactly.
With the city.
Yeah, exactly. Because then, you know, they'd get lost anyway. So we wouldn't be able to make it back.
Not like they can read it, man. The crackheads.
No. I don't often see many crack people on the train.
No.
You always get, like, the Eshays.
Oh, like, my Eshays.
Fucking blasting music out of the speaker. Dude, going.
Okay, so I couldn't find the original clip. I was looking really hard for it. So there's this little Eshay kid, and he's staunching like a 50-year-old grown man.
Yeah.
You can see that, like, he's half his size. And he's still, like, going, like, you want to fight, bro? He's like throw the first punchy dog. He's like, well.
I rate the confidence from
the confidence like on the kid is strong.
Gotta respect that kind of stuff.
But he would get decked.
He probably.
Mm.
He's, like, 2 foot tall, talking shit, like,
don't even try. He's 50 years old. He knows how to fight.
Yeah, 100%.
But I reckon Eshays are going to be the first candidate to get absolutely glassed like in the back of the head outside a pub.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Unless they change that way.
But I feel like Eshays, they're not the kind of people that would go to like a pub.
Probably go to...
They'd go to clubs and stuff. Yeah, they wouldn't be around like pubs.
No.
Which you're not kind of happy about.
Probably a good thing, yeah.
Because I feel like clubbing's not my thing. Mm. I reckon. It just.
I mean, maybe once in a while.
Like, maybe, you know, once in a while.
Feeling a bit spicy.
But like, going to the pub is always good culture.
I think so.
Because you have the sports games on, you're chatting with some random cunts, it's always
good. Yeah. Actually, I think there's a rise of pubs that do like CSGO streams and stuff. I think that's awesome.
That is cool.
I think that's cool. Having like esports, cool. Like not like League of Legends or anything like that. That's boring.
I feel like if you mix them both together, it'll be good. But if you have like an all like esports pub, you'll get like some interesting. It'll be like
there'll be some cringe, interesting characters, but
a little bit cringe. But yep. Like if it's a mix,
because I know like sports. There's a pub in Melbourne called GG Easy. I don't know if you watch like anything views and stuff. And sometimes Misfits go there. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's where Misfits hosted the 100k party. Have you seen that on?
I don't think I've seen that, no.
No. But
yeah. A little bit not up to date.
Not up to date. No, it's been like a year since that video came out.
They haven't done much in a while. They don't do much,
you know. Except for podcasts. They're pretty consistent with
that. They are pretty consistent.
Honestly, big inspiration though, Misfits.
Honestly, a little bit. They're very good at just chatting shit.
Love them. Love them all. Fitz, Toby, Mason.
Big ups.
Who else? God, I can't remember. But Mason, he's one of the special characters you'd find, honestly.
He is a character. If you see him on the streets, he'd be one of the fucked up cunts, like 100%.
Actually, he's improved himself, though, a lot recently. Like, you know, he used to never talk on the podcast.
That is true.
He now has full on chats, so I think that's always a good thing for him.
He's a good thing. Great content, really.
Yes.
Do you have any like crazy stories about
crazy stories?
I gave you a story about some whack job on the bus. You got any crazy stories? Doesn't have to be like bus situated.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay. So I think you know the V8 Supercars, right?
Yeah.
A couple of years back, maybe 6 or 7. At the start of the race, there's this massive crash. So basically, one car didn't get off the line. Massive fireball.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest memories, honestly.
Not a great start, to be honest.
Not a great start to the race,
no. You wouldn't want that, to be honest. No,
but I remember it so vividly. I see this massive fireball and, like, oh shit. I mean, I was like, oh no. Because I was like, what, 10 years old or something.
You're probably thinking, fuck, that's cool.
I was like, oh yes, he's exploded. Yes, man. But no, yeah, no, that's probably one of my what about important memories?
Like, important?
Or not Ooh. Not so much important, but like, notable.
Notable.
What do you remember?
Honestly, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
There's not a lot going on.
I don't know. I feel like everyone has like this one moment that like resonates with them. I haven't had that moment yet.
I don't think I have either. But
you know, I feel like living a very average life. Like,
I think so too.
It's not a bad life.
It's definitely not bad by any means.
It's like, by standard, it's a great life.
Mm.
It's not like incredible, but it's pretty good.
It gets you by fine.
It does.
I mean, that's all you need, really. I'm having
fun. Yeah. Life's going good. Nothing fucked up has happened to me yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Fingers, touch wood that it doesn't happen to me, but we'll find out really.
Watch you become one of the crackheads after saying that.
We'll never know. I mean, never know. Fucking watch my family all die tonight in a fucking house fire or some shit.
You find out next time, I guess. This is editing me from the future. So after this, I did get a problem, in fact. So basically a little hole in my lung. So yeah, I guess not everything goes the way you expect it to. Wasn't expecting that. And that's just how things happen. Bit of an interesting story.